Wow, it is that time. It's Tuesday at 1 o'clock. That means we play Kiss Me, but the regular season, of course, is over. That means it is time to tally them up and figure out
tally that thing up.
Who won this thing. Now, Hugh, before Kyle goes through the methodology and the results here between the three of us and, of course, the callers team, what's your gut on this? Do you think you're the winner?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
You might be.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's one thing to follow it week by week, but I'm kind of always thinking just about my list,
yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not...
You know you're not the winner, though, right?
I don't know that.
Yeah, I think I'm the winner.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I mean,
I got stuck with. I got stuck with the Giants, right? No.
Yeah, you did.
You got stuck with the Giants.
I don't think you're the winner.
You got stuck with the Vikings.
I got stuck with the Vikings.
There was a few.
Yeah, I mean that's
so really the way I wanted to. The idea here is obviously we're eliminating a team every single week.
Yep.
With instead of getting like a perfect playoff picture. I mean, that's what you end up with, but really it's a perfect, like, outside the playoff bubble, mm-hmm. right? Like, you want to get the most amount of teams correct that miss the playoffs. That's the end goal here. So, the callers.
They got a few of them wrong, didn't they?
13 correct
okay.
teams.
That's 13 correct out of the, I guess there are 18 teams that miss the postseason?
Yes.
Right? There's 14 that make it, 18 miss it. So, they got 13 out of 18 right.
Yep.
Okay.
Me. 13 as well.
Tied with the caller.
Okay.
Okay. That means the winner is between myself and Hugh Douglas.
Mm-hmm. So in first place.
Hugh Douglas.
With a perfect
I don't think it's
playoff good. Picture.
Not
is
Hugh Douglas.
Is Joe Giglio.
Oh, okay.
Nailed it.
Congratulations.
So now here's the fun part is, Joe. I mean, you did nail it. Great job. The end, the last 2 weeks, you went Bucks Ravens.
Yeah. I hit it both.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have missed two.
You would have missed two.
Now, how many did Hugh get?
Hugh had 14, right?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Hugh did
better than me. You did better than the callers.
Yeah, not a bad show.
Yeah. But right, I mean, but Joe with a perfect one.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive, though.
It's going to be tough to replicate that again.
You didn't raise the bar so high.
I mean, I needed the kicker to miss on Sunday night to finish it with the Steelers.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, like, the Bucks did win. Sort of win and maybe in matchup.
Because I eliminated them.
Right. You eliminated them, but then they won, but then the Falcons won and it saved you.
Thanks to Raheem Morris.
It all came down to that last weekend.
Who got fired anyway. Yep. Yeah. All right, so you know what we did say there was a prize in line. I'm not gonna take the prize, right? We're not gonna do that. I don't need a prize.
So we need to figure that out.
We will
randomly select one of the callers.
There we go. All right. So everyone that participated, you got a chance to win that prize that was associated with this. We appreciate everyone playing. We'll do it again. Next year, wow! I gotta be. That's a lot of pressure to try to follow this up next season.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm already feeling it.
There's no way.
Yeah,
I mean, we're looking at a Super Bowl hangover season next year.
I go 9 out of 18, yeah. Pick the wrong teams every week. All right, fun time playing Kiss the Baby this year. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. We do have some Phillies news to react to. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Mark in Fairmount is up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Hey, can you hear me? Okay.
Got yes, you, Mark. What's up?
Hey, I'm supporting Hugh on this, and I think it's really important, right, to mm-hmm. be able to say you can lose and do well. And what I feel like happened with us was we lost, and I agree with resting the players, but as a coach, there are minimum expectations of things that you should be able to do in any game you play. You know, and so we can say, hey, we agree that they did the right thing and resting players, but that doesn't excuse the minimum expectations of coaching. There's situational things. There's leadership things. There's a whole bunch of things other than play calling. And we tend to say, oh, well, they couldn't do the plays because they didn't want to show people. No, you didn't do the right play that was situation for the right time. The receivers couldn't get open. Ringo never looked back at the ball. Like, if he looked back and got beat by a better receiver, you just wipe your hands and you say, you know what, that was Randy Moss. But no, he doesn't know the basics of playing cornerback. And so, yes, we did the right thing, but no, our coaching did not look good. And you could have those happening at the same time.
Well, Mark, I agree with that. But what does it have to do with the playoffs? That's where I'm hung up on it.
Because you ain't been coaching well all season long.
Well, I mean, how'd they get to 11 wins?
Because they have better talent.
Okay, time out. You could on the offensive side, sure. You're telling me Vic Fangio hasn't coached well this season?
No, he has.
Well, then who cares about you? But you're using the Ringo example. Ringo's a defensive player. The fact that Ringo's clueless out there.
No, I was using that as when you were talking an analogy earlier about different ways to show.
Right.
Like, use your old hockey example with the guys talking that day.
Yeah.
If they came in that day and they talked great hockey.
Yeah, right.
And you know, the people that loved hockey were like, you know what, these guys are all over it. Those of us that didn't like hockey would say, you know, it's not our day. Let's hang up. And it wouldn't impact you guys coming in next day.
Right.
But if they were on there not knowing what they were talking about, and even the hockey player was like, what the hell are you talking about? That was us. We weren't just losing. We weren't doing the basic things that anybody that should be at a pro level should be doing. You can lose and do that. But it's like my daughter playing field hockey. When they lost, I wouldn't say, dang, y'all lost. I said, you aren't running to the ball, honey. You aren't going through doing what you should do as a defender. There are specific things that they didn't do. And you can do those in a loss. And you know what? You can do them in a win, too. But that, to me, is the problem. And it exposed that our talent. And Nick, like, what he's good at coaching is leading people.
Tell him.
And so
get him.
You have better talent, and he was a good leader. But you can see where we got exposed again, where our specific type of coaching things that we don't do well, we're even magnified against the JV team.
And that's what I was trying to explain, because even though Kevin Petullo's taking a lot of heat.
A lot.
For not being or for being portrayed as an incompetent offensive coordinator. You confirmed it Sunday.
See, that's where I disagree.
But you did, because you're still – you have – okay, no disrespect to the players out on the field. But you don't. It's not the same talent as your starters, and you're trying to do starter stuff.
So I understand both your points, and Mark, good phone call. But what we're supposing that they were trying to win the game. I'm not.
Joe.
I'm not. I don't believe that.
I wholeheartedly do not believe that they sat in that locker room. Now, it might have been unsaid. It might have been one of those unwritten rules. But you go out there with okay, and I'm gonna be hyperbolic. Because of the conversation, we know that they're the backups. But the future of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, okay.
Tanner McKee, you know, I make jokes that he's the future.
No, but some of these guys could be future starters. That is fair. Yeah.
Yes.
Some of these guys.
And you went out there, and if that was the case, you basically said, well, we don't expect much from you anyway. Do the best you can.
No, but there could also be two things that we don't know. Like what? Let's just go off of hypotheticals.
Mm-hmm.
What if they said, let's just see what the offense looks like if we throw it with a guy that will stay in the pocket. Let's see what it looks like. Get it out on time. And now, whether it was good or not, that's separate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just see what it'll look like. Because they did throw the ball a whole lot for no reason, it seemed like.
Okay. You don't, but that's the point, Joe. You don't have the, to me, you're not in the safe space. Kevin Petullo. Now I'm talking about Kevin Petullo.
I think he is.
I mean, the head shouldn't be.
But the head coach sets the game plan. Like, Petullo didn't go out there and call the plays by himself.
And to that point, you've answered the question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? You're not that bright. You can't be.
Unless,
all due respect, you can't be.
Unless.
Because you went out there and you can coach talent, you can't coach for real.
I think, but their objective may be totally different than we think. Because we're yelling as if their objective was to win the game. I don't think that was the objective. What if Howie said, let's showcase Tanner this week? Maybe we could get a team to give us a second round pick in the offseason. So they showcase Tanner. Like, we all know the passing game wasn't going great on Sunday. We know the backup linemen weren't blocking well. The way, Ross brought up an interesting point. Maybe they were saving Tank in the fourth quarter because he's a part of the game plan this Sunday.
Man, listen.
Well, I mean, like.
I mean, that's probably true. You don't want to get Tank hurt.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But still, you still put this offense in a position where they could have had success, but they did.
I guess the part that I can't wrap my mind around is if it looked good on Sunday, I wouldn't feel any better about their chances.
I
can't feel worse
if
it looked bad.
Let me tell you, this is where I'm at with it. If they would have lost and the offense would have been a little bit more cohesive, I'd have been okay with that. Did it look cohesive to you? We sat there in the press box and we're debating whether or not they were actually trying to win the game. That should never be a debate. It should never be a debate.
But it is.
It shouldn't be.
But that's their fault.
It shouldn't be. You should go out there. If it's me and my coaching acumen has been under siege all season long, well, damn it, I'm going to go out there and show you I can coach.
Well, this is why you can't be a head coach. You're worried about what the fans think.
No, but I'm worried about, listen, this is my name on the line. This is my name. That's Kevin Petullo. is trying to put, but he's trying to springboard himself.
Okay, but they made the decision before the game.
Wait a minute, but here's the thing, Joe. I mean, Kyle. When Kevin Petullo took this job, he took this job under the guise that he's trying to lead this team back to the Super Bowl, right?
Well.
There's no debating that.
Yeah, but
that's why he got the job.
If his boss says we're showcasing Tanner this week,
wait a minute.
What is he going to do?
Wait a minute. And Coach Sirianni signed off on this.
Yeah, he
gave him the blessing.
Yeah,
he was the godfather. He blessed it. So now you know what this man's been going through all season, and you make the decision at the end of the year to throw the game.
But I think
makes no sense to me.
But the game is meaningless. If they go win the game, if they win the Super Bowl, no one will ever talk about the game again.
Why?
Ever?
Why were the Eagles fans mad Monday?
Because they wanted the 2 seed.
We're always mad.
They were, that's true. But they were mad because they felt like we squandered an opportunity.
Well, all right. Well, work with me here.
No,
please
walk with them.
Okay. When you said please, it made me feel bad. Okay, fine.
You run a restaurant. Biggest service of the year is coming up on, say, Valentine's Day.
Valentine, we ain't going out on Valentine's
but
Day.
But the week before, or maybe the Friday before, you're like, you know what? All my best chefs, everybody, I'm going to let them have this day off, the weekend off. The dishwasher's going to cook all the burgers today. And the dishwasher's overcooking all the burgers.
Yeah, week before.
Are you mad at the dishwasher for overcooking all the burgers?
First of all, yes, he should.
No.
I'm not gonna put the dishwasher in that position.
Well, that okay. The Eagles put all the dishwashers in that position.
No, week 18. I'm gonna stagger
that was
my cooks.
That was where it all went wrong.
I'm gonna have me some fire cooks. Now I'm trying to win. If I'm winning, and I know my biggest day.
Right. So exactly. You made the decision to not win by not having any of the cooks there.
I'm trying to get all the money. What's the sous chef?
That just entirely proved my point.
Who's the chef? Who's the guy that actually cooks? Like, because they have, it's like a surgeon.
A sous chef?
And then the
surgeon? No.
Well, when I'm saying, because the nurse does all the heavy lifting,
the nurse,
right?
Really?
No. Hold on. I think you're mixing up a hospital with a
No, but I'm trying to figure out, what is the guy that's next to the, he actually
sous
prepares.
Sous chef?
Okay, sous chef. I got to have me some fire sous chefs. I got to have me some of those.
No, but you sent them home, too.
I ain't sending them home.
Yeah,
working. They working, dog.
No, dude. You put the dishwasher in there.
The bottom line is this. I'm trying to win all the time.
But they weren't. That's where we were.
Yeah, right. This is where the mix-up is. They were not trying to win.
And if they weren't trying to win, they need to be slapped across the lips.
But that's fine. No. But what if they...
It's one thing to rest your starters. It's the one thing to say,
well,
hey,
so you are mad that they rested their starters.
I'm not mad.
Why did you say this yesterday?
Like, first of all, I've already made it clear that I was mad they rested starters. But you still had a chance to win. Because going to that game, what was the point favorite? You were favored like 3.5, right?
Yeah.
So you still could have won the game.
But they decided they didn't care before
the
game.
They didn't care.
They did not care.
They went to bubblehead mode.
I actually think it's a little bit unfair that we've made Petullo to be this much of a bumbling idiot.
He's a bubblehead. He needs to be slapped across the lips.
I think it's way more likely that either Howie called.
You got to stop calling for that, by the way.
I mean, it's way more likely Howie said. You probably should just lay low. Way more likely Howie said, let's showcase Tanner, or Nick said, let's just do this and see if we could throw the ball. Like, then Petullo saw what we all saw and said, let's throw it 40 times. I mean, if he had done that all year, I'd agree, but that's not what happened. Also, I don't think it has anything to do with the playoffs. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Andy. What's up?
Nothing much. I wasn't able to call yesterday, so sorry for hitting you with this. The late Happy New Year.
That's all right. What's today? Today's the 6th. I think we got a few more days. Once we get to double digits, you kind of have to cut it out.
I'm over it, personally.
Well, I got you on Friday. So, Hugh, I got to step back to yesterday because you had one of the best polls, one of my favorite lines from one of my favorite movies ever. I need a bacchiotomy.
A bacchiotomy?
I haven't heard anybody.
Have baked. I need a bacchiotomy.
So, anyway, I had no issue with them resting the starters, but you can't tell me the players weren't playing to win. My problem is, did you rest your coaches? I mean, you've got to play to win regardless. You've got to coach to win. I get that they didn't care if they won or lost, but I'm sorry, that was just terrible play calling. And I've had no real issue with Petullo all year in terms of, I don't know what he is, you don't know who's the problem, but that was ridiculous at the end. I'm sorry, but not running in the second half, you have A.J. Dillon.
I agree with – if we're just focusing on that game, I agree. I just don't think it has any spin to the playoffs. Like, they're going to play the Niners now. The starters are healthy. Let's go win a game.
it's not about the playoffs to me. It's about the principle of playing a game.
Oh, so it's about principalities. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't tell me the players weren't trying to win the game. They wanted to win.
Oh, sure.
I mean, because they're invested and they want to go out there and have a good show.
Yeah, they played their starters.
Yeah.
And what I meant about Dylan is that, okay, fine if you didn't want to run Bigsby and Chipley, but you could have run the ball at least anyway. And actually, one more thing I was thinking about, because you just mentioned Kyle playing the starters. Since they did play, Smith,
mm-hmm.
Do you think that maybe he had a bonus on the line, that if he didn't get 1,000 yards, he wasn't getting a bonus? Because
it could have been because he is under a long term contract now, so that could be part of his deal. And I hadn't thought of that, Andy. It's a good phone call. Maybe he didn't get hurt, so we're over it now. We're not all over the result of the game on Sunday. I mean, you could feel that today. I mean, you got people all revved up over here.
Well, I feel like going into this game, like my biggest concern was how many points can we score and how. How fluid could our offense look, right?
Yeah.
And even though you didn't have your starters out there, you could have had a look of fluidity as far as the offense was concerned, but you didn't even have that.
But does the offense in the final preseason game carry over into the game
season? Because you're talking about concepts that you're implementing regardless of who's the quarterback back there. You're running a system. You know, and that's the thing. Vic Fangio ran his defense. He ran his defense. The only thing, unfortunate thing about it, he had guys out there.
Let's think.
That I didn't say that.
I mean, come on,
Ringo. I didn't say that.
You saw that play.
But yeah. he had guys out there that didn't grasp the basic concepts of his defensive philosophy.
Sure.
But
yeah.
His defense looked the same. They played hard and they got after it. Our offense looked like, what are you doing?
I guess
same. Like you're always, as an NFL player, as a former NFL player, and as an NFL player, no matter what the situation is, when the games are real, you're always looking to improve.
I guess
for you to go into that game, and if you did, say we don't know this for sure, but if you can see the fact that we ain't trying to win, why the hell are you here?
Well, they have to be. I mean, if I'm being real,
that's ridiculous.
They had to, right? They can't
show
up. I
hear you, but that's ridiculous.
I guess for me, it comes down to this: whether they scored 40, they scored 0. Third and 6, 6:45 Sunday night, fourth quarter, 20-17 Eagles trying to seal the game. Jalen back to pass. Does anything that happened this past Sunday change if Jalen completes the ball to Devontae? Nothing for me. Like, he's either going to complete the pass and they're going to get a first down and they're going to take a knee and it's over, or it's going to sail over Devontae's head. Purdy's going to get the ball back and I'm going to be, you know, ready to die watching the game.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
That's where I'm at. Like, I got to move on.
It doesn't matter. I can't believe we're still talking about this.
We are. We're going to talk about it.
You know what? When in doubt, we'll go to Aaron in San Diego to bring some levity to the show. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
And as a friend, I consider you a friend.
I'm sorry. I still got that honky tonk in me.
You know what? Don't be what the kids like to call a try hard, man. You're trying too hard, dog.
That's Aaron to a T.
don't do that, dog. You good. Talk to your kids, man. They let them get you up to speed, man. Don't be the try hard, dog. You good. We like you, man. We just, you know, you're not funny, but we rock with you. You are a guy.
Well, what am I talking to? Hugh Douglas or Spike Eskin here? Which one am I talking to?
Oh, no. Spike's tongue's a little bit sharper than mine. I'm just being, you know, I'm coming as a friend. I don't even think Spike like you. I like you. I don't even think Spike like you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Either. I don't like you.
Wouldn't be the first guy. Hey, but quick shout out to the Glassboro Hurricanes. I was in the middle of the backwoods of Tennessee at an ice rink, and I ran into them. I was doing the JETS Jets.
I don't give a
shit. And they responded with the Go Birds.
What are you talking
about? So, small world. Nice to meet all you folks, and great success on the rest of this year.
Move on.
So, got a personal question for Hugh and Joe.
Okay.
Do you guys listen to the radio when you're in the shower?
Nah.
I do not. No, I mean, sometimes I'll if I'm watching a game, you know, like I got to take a shower, though, before I do something else. I'll just bring, like, the, I don't know, whatever screen in, and I'll listen while I'm doing, yeah, but I don't listen to the radio. No, not normally. Do you?
I do. As a matter of fact, I do. And I weirded Kyle out a little bit on last week.
He told me he was listening to me in the shower.
that's something. That's what they call oversharing.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
I have. Well, I guess
it was like a Ray Liotta scene, really. What it was, I was listening, when they Goodfellas? Had the ice, and he's banging on the shower and everything. I heard positive comments about Jalen Hurts out of Kyle Quinn's mouth, and I was just so shocked. I almost jumped out of the shower.
That's one a wonderful visual for the audience.
Awesome, man.
We appreciate it.
Again,
that.
Move on.
Hey, so you are recklessly speculating, Joe, so allow me to recklessly speculate.
All right.
I think what happened on Sunday is they gave the keys to the Ferrari to one Kevin Betullo and said, it's your game, you go and run it, and he absolutely positively fell flat on his face.
He calls the plays all the time.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
Yeah, I think Nick Sirianni has more influence than we realize. And I think Jalen Hurts has more influence than we realize, too.
Now I got it. Hold on. This is a... Hurts actually calls the plays. He sat out, so the offense looked bad spin.
If that's true, we have a real problem.
We now know what the real problem is with this offense, is we have a offensive coordinator that doesn't know how to call plays.
We don't know anything based on Sunday.
I don't care if you have the first team, the second team, the third team in. You, when you're a coach, you coach to win the game. You don't go for it on fourth down in the first quarter. You don't try to score a touchdown when you got an easy field goal. You don't do that kind of stuff when there's still a chance that you might be able to secure a second seed.
Now, if they wanted the second seed, they would have played their starters. Why is this so hard to grasp?
Because it didn't make sense to risk an injury.
They didn't care if they won the game.
They're tired, Joe.
Okay.
They needed a rest, and they got the rest.
I agree. But with that comes the... We have to all come to this together. They didn't care about the second seed. They didn't.
If that's their thought process, then we're in trouble.
Well, no, it's not.
Okay, but here's what's going to happen. I pray to God, please, Giants, pick up Kevin Betullo. Please. He is such a good guy. Make him your head coach.
Maybe the Eagles will just move on and get Kingsbury or something, or Stefanski, and Aaron appreciate the phone call. I mean, that could happen.
That was an awful phone call. You know what should have happened? The second that he got on, you should have did him like the last time.
To Aaron in San Diego. Hey, Aaron.
Good afternoon.
You know what? Aaron, just hold on a second.
That what you trying to do? Get off.
What do you like,
on
that one better, or when I told Aaron to shut up? Shut up, Aaron! My God.
That's my favorite.
You know what? When you told him shut up, though, you meant that.
Oh, I did. That one, yeah, that was...
That wasn't even, you know how people say, you know, you're playing radio? You wasn't even playing radio.
I had reached my limits. Shut up, Aaron! My God!
I can hear it in your voice. That was horrible. He was like,
I mean,
damn.
Someone had to tell him. I mean, it got to the point where, come on now.
You were thoroughly irritated.
Tough listen today.
Big V.
That was crazy.
What's up, Big V?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, Big V, what's up?
Oh, man, how do you follow Aaron? I mean, okay, first of all, Kyle, I got to say this. You're a little bit tightened up, brother. Maybe you didn't get the Christmas present you want, but don't take it out on everybody when they call it.
What are you talking about?
Joe, I agree with you 100%.
Thank you.
Winning was not in Nick's game plan. He already had his mind set. He already knew who he was going to play. And he basically said, okay, we're going to treat this like a preseason game. Let's throw out this, throw out that, and see how they look. And that's what it was. Even though, you know, us people in Philadelphia and their fan base, we've seen an opportunity to get the second seed. He didn't want it.
See, even Big V can see this, Hugh. Big V's on this one.
Even Big V is disrespectful, by the way.
It's especially disrespectful to Big V.
That's crazy. Even Big V says this.
I mean, Big V gets it. You got to get it.
Yeah, wow.
But look, guys, listen. Let's take it down, you know, a notch or two.
Okay.
Trust one that we're going to go to the Super Bowl because Howie put together a dynasty. It's going to happen. You can see our past games. We're going. We're in that trajectory. The second thing is this. You know, if Nick and all those bright football minds said that winning the third seed is the best way to get us to the Super Bowl, then okay. He's earned that trust. Although sometimes he gets to be, you know, a little nutty professorish. But, okay, let's, you know, prove it. Show us. Make it happen. Get out there Sunday, kick everybody's butt, and keep going until we host that trophy. Yeah. Because Philadelphia loves a winner. Philadelphia has not had a dynasty in a while. We are posed right now to face all of the football greats and put Philadelphia on the map of it. Let's do it. Oh, by the way, Hugh, I hope you get the job, too.
Yeah, me too.
You got it, Big V. Good phone call.
Hope you get the job.
Yeah, any phone calls coming in yet?
No, I'm looking at my phone, man. It's pretty dry.
Okay.
Pretty dry.
I mean, I guess, listen, just give it time. It's just the search just began in Atlanta, right? Matt Ryan's getting his feet under him. I'm sure you'll get that phone call sooner than later. 215-592-9494. So we'll get to everyone's phone calls here. We'll check in with you people, see what they're up to. Plus, with the Phillies, a few things to hit. A potential replacement for JT Realmuto. A name is out there. And a scenario in free agency that would absolutely make me sick. We cannot have this happen. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Baby, come back.
We singing this for the Eagles starters, or?
You can blame it all.
Maybe some Phillies out there in free agency?
I was wrong.
One in particular.
Without you.
All right, let's hit a couple Phillies notes here. And both, I think, are really interesting for what's going to happen the next few weeks of free agency. You know, spring training starts in 5 weeks.
That's crazy.
So, you know, there's a lot of big names still out there. Obviously, the Phillies have some big names still out there. Including
5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so the Phillies got to figure this thing out. It'd be nice to have a starting catcher, you know, in spring training with the Phillies. All right, two pieces of news that we need to hit. Hugh, one I'm intrigued by just to see what an alternative could be. And the other one, I'm already, like, just dreading, just even saying the words out loud. I don't want to do that. Let's start with JT Realmuto. All right, so according to Matt Gelb, the Phillies have begun to explore contingencies to JT Realmuto's return. And obviously they have to, right? If JT's still a free agent and they haven't come to a deal, they need to find a catcher. If it's not JT, who's it going to be? So there is a name out there. According to Matt Gelb, the Phillies have talked trades for catchers, young and old, and the name that he wrote today in The Athletic is Minnesota's Ryan Jeffers. I like Ryan Jeffers. Jeffers is got 1 year left on his deal. He is 28 years old and will
fit the wheelhouse, trying to get younger.
Yep. All right. So he'll be 28 when the season starts. He is coming off of what I would say is, I guess, a little bit of a down year for him. He's had better seasons. He had 9 home runs last year in 119 games. His slugger percentage dropped. But we're talking about a guy, as a catcher, right? So you just have to kind of look at the numbers for a catcher different than other players. He's had seasons of 14 home runs, 21 home runs. His average over a full season is about 20 home runs. I mean, that's kind of the offense you're getting these days out of JT Realmuto. So I think he's an above-average offensive catcher. He's got 1 year left on his deal. The Phillies and Twins have lined up on a lot of deals recently, right? The Bader deal, the Duran deal. So I'm sure they're very familiar with each other's players. I think Jeffers would be a reasonable replacement if JT walks.
Yeah, I think that's what you're kind of looking at, because this whole JT's not signed. I think they gave him offers early on in this process, right?
And he hasn't taken it.
Kind of chilling on that. So, yeah, you might have to start making your contingency plans.
So he's arbitration eligible. He made $4.5 million last year, which my guess would mean he'd make around $8 or so this year. So it's probably way cheaper than JT. I don't know what JT's asking for. I don't know what they've offered him, but I can't imagine it's as little as $8. So they would save money if they traded for Jeffers versus JT.
Yeah, I'm starting to sour on the idea of bringing back JT.
Why? Because he's taking too long? You get, it feels like you're a little
bit
upset.
I'm getting annoyed.
Well, we got to move on.
And it's not like this isn't a Kyle Schwarber type player. He didn't just hit 56 home runs last season.
And I was always told in free agency, you want to try to strike while the iron's hot. I know it's different in baseball, because, you know, guys tend to, you know, take their time to sign.
Yeah. I enjoyed the time here, but you're an old declining catcher.
Damn.
That's true. Right.
That's harsh.
And there are guys out there who could actually, like, drastically change the outlook of this offense.
Yeah, there are. And they could use the more money to spend on those guys. So Jeffers is a name that's out there. I think it's certainly a fair replacement for JT. And it's a 1 year, so it's not like it's a long-term thing. That's what he has left on his deal. All right, the other rumor out there, and as much as the JT contingency plan I can wrap my mind around, this I cannot wrap my mind around. I will not wrap my mind around. And I'm already just, like, thinking about it. According to Buster Only, article on ESPN talking about the remaining free agents and where their fits are, like where could they end up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's little bullet points in this article talking about Bichette and talking about Tucker and all these guys out there. And then they get to the which other free agent pitchers are coming up most in your recent conversations. Buster Only reports, quote, Suarez and Valdez. Suarez, of course, would be Ranger Suarez. With the Mets still needing help in their rotation, it seems inevitable they'll land one of these two, and Suarez makes a lot of sense given his calm mound presence and experience pitching in a big market for all those years in Philadelphia.
Uh-oh. Oh, get the hell out of here.
I can't do Ranger Suarez in a Mets uniform. I can't do it. I like Ranger. He's been a big-time Phillies pitcher, and I've accepted, I think we all have, he's probably not going to be back, right? The Phillies have Painter coming. They have a lot of money in these other pitchers. I think they should re-sign Luzardo before he gets...
Wait a minute. Didn't Wheeler just have successful surgery or something?
He did. So hopefully
he's throwing from 75 feet now.
Yeah. So hopefully he's back early in the season. I don't expect Ranger back. That's not the point of this. And if Ranger ends up on the Orioles or the Angels...
Are you Saudi?
No, I'd be okay with that. Like, I'd be happy
for
him.
Okay, you're talking about, but if it's the Mets.
The Mets.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I think I would rather overpay him than let him go to the Mets.
I just can't. I mean, yeah. Two things. One, it makes them better, right? And I think they're going to be more competitive this year than they were last year anyway. So... could you imagine facing Ranger Suarez in a big game in September and him on the mound? I don't want to see that. He's always been a big game guy. And the other thing is, we're getting dangerously close where I like too many of the Mets players. I'm a Soto guy. I like Lindor. Like, they have a lot of players. I'm tired of liking
that's
the players.
That's a path I can't walk down.
I can't. Hugh, we can't let this happen. I
respect the fact that it's like you can't start liking the Mets. They got too many guys.
Too many. Too many players already I like on the team. So we got to stop this now. That one concerns me. I think the Mets are going to be certainly more of a factor next year than they were this past year.
They got a lot
year.
Of money, too.
A lot of that's money, sure. I keep thinking about a September series here in Philadelphia. The two teams are tied for first place, and we have to face Ranger Suarez. And he's, you know, fastball in the corner,
Ranger,
and Turner watches
he's
it go
doing,
by for strike
he's doing
three.
Ranger things.
Don't like it. Yeah. Do not want him to go to the Mets. So
did Trey call us Trey?
He did. I just picked someone out, but I usually pick out Trey. So, yeah, the Ranger and the Mets, according to Buster Only, are a thing. All right, let's go to Cowboy Jim in New Jersey. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Hugh Douglas, there's an opening in Dallas. Defensive coordinator.
He would never.
You and Jared.
No, Hugh would never.
No, I can't
would
do that.
He never?
Hugh?
Go to Dallas? No. Houston.
Come on, not you and Jerry.
Yeah, I'm not going. I'm not fooled with Jerry. Jerry Jones on a daily basis, I wouldn't last long in Dallas because he'll say something slick and then it'll be right.
He does pay well.
A lot of that
pays well.
He does pay well. Pay well.
No, I'm not trying.
Remember, you'll only go up as a defensive coordinator after
I'm not.
Let Eberflus go after a year.
They did.
And Aaron, what Hugh's trying to say is you're an insecure idiot. And by the way, he was heavy breathing in the shower while listening to Kyle.
Well, I mean, why you got to take shots at Aaron like that?
No, but hey, so if when Hugh leaves, will Kyle be the host? Will he'll be in there as the host? Because he did a really good job, as host.
He did do a good job. So I would say BlueJeansLakin@Odyssey.com is how you get in contact with
Forever
the,
in Blue Jeans.
With the, guy
well,
in charge.
Kyle's he's nicer. He's not so sensitive. You know, as a producer, he's a totally different person. So
you're calling Hugh sensitive? Is that what you're doing here?
Well, no, I'm just saying that Kyle is just a different person.
I think he's saying that I am different here as opposed to there.
Oh, I get it. Different sides of the glass, yeah. Well, he's got a job. He's doing his job, right? He's doing the job he has right now.
Like, he's nicer to me on the phone. He's really nice to me.
Oh, he called you last week?
That's not.
Oh, you must have not said something stupid for the first time in a few weeks, so...
And Christian McCaffrey doesn't go far in the playoffs.
I know.
Weather was bad for the Eagles. What kind of callers do you have here? Come on.
The finest in the city.
The finest absolute in the city. Finest.
And Sunday will be the end. So
that's enough. I'm done with you. Not on playoff week. I can't have
you. McCaffrey been to two Super Bowls?
No, just the first
just
one.
Just the one.
They traded for him the year they Eagles beat the Niners in the title game.
And he was drafted 2 years after the Panthers were in.
Yeah.
Man, 2015 was a long time ago. It's crazy.
When the Panthers were there?
Yeah.
That was the last time the Super Bowl was in Santa Clara, which is where it is this year. Broncos, Panthers. I guess we could get that Super Bowl again, and we're not. I mean, the Panthers are not going to get to the Super Bowl. But yeah, that was not a very good Super Bowl. We've had a lot of good ones. I'd think in the last... When did the Super Bowl start to get good? 20 years ago? Because they were pretty bad.
What was it? The San Fran... Kansas City one was pretty good.
Well, ours, the Eagles-Chiefs one... 4 years ago.
Yes, great. The Eagles-Patriots, obviously. The Super Bowl 52 was an amazing football game.
The Rams Patriots sucked.
Yes.
That was like 10-3 or something.
But I don't know when it like my when I was a kid, I remember the Super Bowls just being bad. I mean, like they were blowouts all the time, right? The when the Cowboys were winning against the Bills, the Washington against the Bills, the Niners against the Niners Chargers, one of the first ones I remember. It was brutal. It was like late 90s. They started to get close. The game.
Yeah. So like so Denver Green Bay was a one score game.
Yep.
98.
The 99 one was when McNair was 1 yard short.
Yeah, the Rams Titans.
I mean, most of the Patriots Super Bowls were all close.
Pats Rams was 20-17.
Yeah.
The Patriots Panthers was field goal at the end, right? 32-29. And then Eagles Patriots too.
I mean, last year was one of the few blowouts we've had in the last 20 years, right? That I mean,
yeah, probably was, late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. They sort of get good.
I think
that Kansas City one, the San Fran was tight. It was pretty tight.
Rams Bengals was tight.
Rams Bengals was tight. Yep. Yeah, it was overtime, the Chiefs and the
And then, I mean, the Pats comeback against Atlanta. Yeah.
I think it was probably the the salary cap. When the salary cap came in the early 90s, it started to make the teams closer to each other. And it just became closer games. Yeah, it is cool that we can pick out the very few blowouts there have been the last 20 years or so. Most of the times, the Super Bowl is really good. Richie in Queens is up. What's up, Richie?
Hey, guys. It's been a while.
Hey Richie. What's up?
I was thinking about the this game is, to me, I think it's really meaningless at this point. If they're going for a 2 seed to get a bye, I mean, this game's going to be, I can normally agree with most of your feelings about it, and I understand you don't want to lose. We just went through that with the Giants. Did the Giants really have to win this game because I wanted a higher pick? But the point is, at this point, I think we've got to concentrate on the game, and my feeling is I think the Niners are really going to be in big trouble. Your defense is going to give them a lot of trouble. Their secondary it plays very soft. I think Jalen's going to have a big game. Talent-wise, not even close. Talent between the two teams, especially with a lot of injuries the Niners have had. So I'd be surprised. And the thing I find out with the Eagles is that you guys, when I see you guys, I'm up in PA now, so I kind of root for you guys if the Giants are not in. Believe it or not, Giants fan.
You left Queens, Richie. Where are you in PA?
Yeah,
now?
I'm up in Stroudsburg area, and so I listen to you guys quite a bit. As a matter of fact, I was calling to talk to Ike real quick. Is Ike no longer on the show? Or
Ike's right there.
Ike's here.
On the show.
Ike, what's up? Right,
I'll be Ike. What's going on? How you doing?
All right. How about the fact, getting back to the game, is that I just think the offense has been so inconsistent. You look at being up 13-0 against the Bills, nothing in the second half.
Yes.
Being up 21 against Dallas.
I think he's right.
So if they get some consistency, I really think that they're going to really, really give the Niners a really tough time. And could they win the Super Bowl? Would I be shocked? No, because I don't think Seattle's a solid one because of Donald. I love their defense, but I think the Philly defense can play havoc with him. So that's an issue. And with the Phillies, Joe, you mentioned about, getting Ranger Suarez for the Mets. Mm-hmm. The Mets are in disarray at this point.
It seemed like some infighting with the players and who knows why and all that stuff.
Well, think about what they've done. I mean, there's no Nimmo. There's no first baseman, Alonso. 35-year-old Simeon, who I loved 3 years ago. No third baseman. Alvarez has been a question. And their pitching is majorly an issue.
I know. They need an arm. I mean, they've had a bad offseason.
They at this point in time, I don't know what they're doing because it went. If you would have said just to end it 5 years ago that they'd be in the shape they are now with Cohen, you would have won $1 million.
I would have anticipated they'd be better. Richie, good phone call. Good hearing from you. I'm happy that they're not as good as that. Maybe you thought they would be. That's good for the Phillies. Good take, Ike. I agree.
I agree with him, too.
Yeah,
I agree.
This is your chance to, as Ike, say something ridiculous. Everyone will blame Ike for it.
Well, I can't even think of nothing that Ike would say. He's so serious.
No, you're like, Ike.
Yeah, I can't.
Just be yourself, and it'll be attributed to Ike. That you're missing the whole thing.
Richie dropped in something that I don't know if you guys call it.
Well, what is it?
Said he was a Giants fan.
No,
and when they're out, he roots for us.
That's a weird thing.
That's preposterous.
I said, so we're talking to Giants fans now? That's what I said.
But he said he's rooting for the Eagles as a Giants fan?
Richie's called for a long time. I never knew that about him.
Well,
he's always from Queens.
It feels like Richie's an OG. So OGs, they live by a different set of rules.
No, if anything, I would feel like it's... That would feel more like a Gen Z take than
an older person take. Older fan.
Now, when I was there on Friday, I got a call from a guy in Maryland who told me he was a Commanders fan. But he said, when the Commanders are out, I root for the division to win. That can't happen. That's the second time in the span of a few days that people have said that.
I think Richie just likes WIP because I talked to him a long time, but he never mentioned that before. No. I mean, I guess you could say, well, he's from Queens, but you know, maybe the Mets thing you could get. I didn't realize that about him, but he always wants to chime in on the Eagles.
Yeah.
I think he's an Eagles fan now.
Well, yeah, lightweight. That's what it sounds like.
Well, you're Ike, so.
Yeah, I'm Ike. Know your black host. There's only two of us here.
We should play a. Create a game. Know your black host.
Yeah, you should.
Trivia questions.
Something tells me we get in trouble.
Again, it's Hugh's idea. So. Well,
no,
it's Ike's.
You know, it's funny. Again, I have a visual with Rod. Like, damn, I can't believe he did that. But I'm just saying, though, dog. I mean,
about four
it's only
times.
Two, it's only two
as
of us
we
here.
Established a little while ago, Rod's job is brand manager, but really it's daycare. You know, he runs the daycare.
I think Devin said it best. She was like, he just looks tired. And y'all missed that when Devin said he just looks.
Well,
tired.
What did you say that he's more gray than he was when you first met him?
He
you said that while he was on the phone, without knowing he was on the phone.
Right.
Like, hey, if you guys noticed,
I know, and if he's
and
listening,
it's because of you.
I know I've given him some gray.
We can directly point to when you showed up.
It's like when a president goes into office versus out. Rod, when Hugh got here versus before.
No.
Just different.
I own that because he wasn't as great when I met him. I own that. I mean, I'm the common denominator.
Yeah. And we all know that, too. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Whoa, how'd you guys get the coach of the Falcons on the show today?
You know what? Good job, Kyle. That's a big guest.
Good. It's a good booking.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to get that phone call.
Yeah, it's coming.
I like that picture that guy tweeted you of you as the Falcons head coach. With
as the
Falcons.
Rotund
head coach. Yeah, but that dude's big. Yeah, he's huge. Dude.
Well, I mean, coaches.
Trying to say I'm a star eating.
Well, yeah, coaches usually put on a little belly when they get in office.
No,
oh, he was easily putting on a belly.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be crackhead skinny when I get down there.
No.
I'm start, you know.
It has changed. What do we think about the new young coaches? They tend to stay in better shape.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
like
good.
McVay,
it's a good thing.
Shanahan. They don't look big at all.
Yeah, but I feel like they start in good shape, right?
Oh, okay.
Then they get worried to death.
Well, Sirianni looks like he's tired.
He's tired. Well, at the end of every season, he looks really tired. Bags under the eyes.
Yeah, he has aged.
He has aged.
Well, Philadelphia head coaches age like presidents. Yeah. I mean, it's a hard job. It really is. Got to deal with people like us all the time.
Yeah. Well, there you guys go again, caught up in nonsense.
I blame Hugh on this one today.
Yeah. What are we caught up in?
The whole show was derailed by the weekend.
It was not. I'm telling you, you play to win the game.
You don't.
I think Herm Edwards told you that. Hey, hello, you play to win the game.
Unless they don't, though, which they didn't.
I have never been a part of any regime that says, hey, okay, it's okay losing. You try to go out there and win with the backup.
Well, you have. Again, you have. They just didn't say it out loud.
Okay, well, let me rephrase.
You don't think at a certain point in those seasons with the Jets, they were like, forget it.
No,
we're going for this pick.
You know what? To be honest, I remember conversations, hey, man, keep playing hard because the next guy that comes in here,
well, right,
you're going to have
to. From the player's perspective, But the GM.
The guys that gave up, they were gone.
I think collectively the Jets have said forget it for
60
years.
Well, were they sitting starters at the end of the season?
No, we were playing.
No, you got there.
But you know what was going on? Cass was out there like, hey, man, I'm not trying to get hurt. Don't hurt me. There was a little bit of that.
Yeah,
of course.
Kind of like the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, hey, don't hurt me. What you going so hard for?
Yep. How could anyone be surprised, Hugh, when we have the best quarterback in the playoffs?
I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah. That's
one way to look at it. I don't think we have the best.
I mean, can we stop? I mean, can we just have an ounce of
the MVP and the runner-up MVP are going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, can we just have an ounce of self-respect? Thielen's not the best quarterback in the playoffs.
Is he the best quarterback on Sunday?
Who?
Is Jalen the best quarterback on Sunday?
Wow, the sigh tells it all.
Yeah. You're already in trouble.
Okay, let me say this.
By even having to think about it.
No.
Brock has outperformed Jalen this season.
That's what I was about to say.
This season he's been better.
Jalen's the most accomplished quarterback in this game this weekend.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Stafford has a Super Bowl, too.
Yes.
No, I'm talking about in this game. I'm talking about strictly
this game. Okay.
Just the two quarterbacks. I'm talking about, he's the most accomplished.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
But that feels, again, like you're dancing around.
I'm not dancing around. Did you ask a question?
I mean, if they roll.
Guys, who's the better player?
Yeah, I mean, if they rolled Tom Brady out there, he'd be the most accomplished, too. He didn't play anymore.
In my opinion, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. I mean, if they rolled Eli out there, same thing. You know,
roll Trent Dilfer out there. I mean, he's got a ring, too. I mean, like, we can roll anybody out there.
Y'all just making it worse. Y'all just making it worse.
Well, I mean, we just need to have some self-respect. I mean, Stafford's a better quarterback this season than Hurts.
I would say Stafford's probably the best quarterback. Well, Josh Allen's the best quarterback. Stafford would be the second best.
I agree. We're ranking all 14 playoff quarterbacks, yeah.
And then there's the MVP of this year. Well, May,
yeah.
He's probably going to win the MVP.
Drake May.
Yep. Who is producing the show and why?
The why is funny. Because they know who is, but the why is well, how'd this happen?
Why are you doing this? Yeah. What on God's green earth is happening in there today?
What do you mean? What's happening bad?
Well, I mean, you know. Yelling about week 18 and Petula and slapping him across the lips and all that.
He needed to get slapped.
Well, I like to think these are people that just check in. They're just finally tuning in, and they're like, what the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah. You guys deserve hazard duty pay for that guy John's call this morning. Remember him? No. I think he was second segment.
What was he about?
Well, he came in talking about.
Oh, I loved him. Yeah. No, John and Belmont. Yeah.
And he was one of those guys that I think if you don't jump in, you don't cut him off, he just goes.
I got to tell you.
I don't think he was going to stop.
John's becoming maybe a regular. It's 2 days in a row with John we talked to, right? He's a former semi-pro player. He's got a lot of takes. Yeah. He'll allow you to jump in but still go. He's got some old school Herb to him.
Yeah, no, he does. He just steamrolls you.
Saw Herb last night.
Yeah, how's he doing?
Oh, we don't know because he was, you know, with Herb trying to talk while we're doing the show.
That's what he does. Yeah, it's Hugh's favorite thing.
He does that a lot.
We're doing a show and Herb's like, yo, and I'm like, no, we're doing a show.
It's one of Hugh's favorite things, especially during the pregame when everyone's out there for 3 hours in front of us talking to him while he's trying to talk.
But does he respond? I mean, we've seen Hugh wave at people as they walk by and say hello while we're on air.
People
at the Phillies games,
At the tailgates, people try to have full-fledged conversations.
Well, they're drunk.
Oh, super drunk.
That's true.
Three sheets to the wind.
Yep. Drunk or Herb. Yep. Between that and that disaster that we had going into that break where you and I weren't on the same page with a read.
We were not on the same.
That segment was screaming for a Marconi. So, just always run a tight ship back here.
Yeah, always good.
Okay. Are we sure Hugh Douglas isn't sitting in a booster seat?
You trying to say I'm short?
Well, you are Shrimp Douglas.
I am not. First of all, I'm not short. I'm not what you would call short.
Relatively, when you play in the NFL.
I mean, maybe. I'm what, 6'1"? 6'1" is like what the average
is? That's probably above average height.
You were listed at 6'2". Are you shrinking?
I mean, it might be.
They gave me an inch. Sounds weird.
Oh, God. That's not going to go well.
They gave me an inch.
Until you get recircumcised.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. My bad. Hugh Douglas couldn't coach a YMCA summer camp.
Is that where he works out? Whoever that person is that where they go?
Maybe.
Is he requesting me to coach? Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it doesn't sound like it.
I would love nothing more than if we could react to you being a coach. I mean, it would be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
We would do
I might move to Atlanta.
Yeah. I would just say,
just
Rod,
to follow that.
I know our audience doesn't care about the Falcons. We just need to react to Hugh. Yeah.
If I did move to Atlanta, though, it would be temporary living. That's not lasting that long. Yep.
Kyle would not last long.
Yep. You know this all ends with the Falcons snubbing Hugh for Kevin Petullo as the head coach.
Now, that would be perfect.
That would be so ironic if that was the case. That would be pretty interesting, too.
Well, it also would be likely. I mean, they're way more likely to hire Petullo than you. He's an active offensive coordinator of a playoff team. You're a talk show host with zero coaching experience.
Zero coaching experience.
Does it help you that he doesn't get to put out a bunch of tape worth of bad offense, though?
But what about the takes on the air?
It's the unknown.
It's the bad takes.
Yeah, and it's like the wild card about what is this guy going to say in the press conference.
I think they'd be more worried about that than football. You could figure out the football side. You didn't
play. Be a lightning rod.
How are we going to keep him? I mean, I don't go to Magic City anyway, but I'm pretty sure that would be.
You don't go where?
To Magic City.
Oh.
I don't go to Magic City.
I got to imagine that.
I went that one time in the summer, though.
When this past summer?
Lady. Yeah.
I thought you said you don't go there.
Well, I went because she wanted to go.
But then you do go there.
Well, I went because she wanted to go. And I was pleasantly surprised that was how my night was about to end up.
Well, you're not going to say no to that request.
You definitely ain't going to say no to Magic City.
You Douglas seen at Magic
Living
City after
now, as
loss
a head coach,
to the Saints.
Yeah, I can't go. I can't pull the Urban Meyer.
No.
Coach, what are you doing?
Oh, he was a lock to pull an Urban Meyer.
Have you had those lemon pepper wings? And they told me they weren't delivering them. So I had to go pick them up myself. Yeah, to go pick up my own pepper wings. Yep.
All right, sight unseen, without knowing that you'd have a real good staff around you, how many games do you think you'd win with the Falcons next season?
Are we counting preseason?
No, regular season. 17 games.
Well, he was trying to win the preseason game.
They just won 8 without you.
I could give him 10.
I was thinking why more.
You think you upgrade from Raheem Morris?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking, I thought too.
You know what? Because I feel like this. Every good leader has good generals, and I'm going to get some good ones. Yeah. I'm going to have a tight defense because it's young and they're aggressive.
A luxury.
And I just need to figure out my offense. I got Bijan Robinson. Yeah. I'm a running back.
When the odds come out
until he leaves because
worst record in the league, I will be betting on that.
Michael Penix. I probably had to go with Michael Penix.
He's always hurt. He might stay.
I would lean into the running game, because who else is back? Was it Tyler Warren? Who's the other running back?
Tyler
Algier. Yep. I would be better than Raheem.
I got one more quick
2-15.
Thanks, Joe.
So it's actually crazy the amount of different outcomes we could have a month from now.
Okay.
Eagles could win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Or they could be bouncing the wild card round.
Yep.
And Hugh Douglas could be either an NFL head coach or hanging out in a porn theater in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's that range of potential.
I mean, I think it's clear the porn theater is the most likely of all those.
I'm going to take pictures, not inside.
No, I don't think they'll allow
pictures
that.
No, I'm going to take pictures outside.
It's time to go.
And we're going to get some wine.
No.
That's enough.
Going to trolley.
Who's we?
Afternoon show is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow
us.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.